Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, a show all about the cities we live in. The English mathematician and pioneer of theoretical computer science and artificial intelligence, Alan Turing, is set to become the face of the new £50 note. Some of his most important work was completed at Bletchley Park, the once home of the Government Code and Cipher School, whose achievements at the site played a key role in Britain and its allies winning the Second World War. Bletchley Park is now a heritage site which sits in the last of the British new towns, Milton Keynes. Monocle's Kenya Scarlett takes us on a journey through what was once the home of Alan Turing and the Codebreakers.
You may have heard of the 50-year-old town called Milton Keynes due to its shopping, roundabouts, concrete cows, or food delivery robots. However, there is something a little bit more magical lurking inside its periphery. One of the small villages that Milton Keynes absorbed during its creation, situated on the southwest side, is Bletchley. Bletchley's population grew rapidly in the late 1800s after the London and North Western Railway was built, and then grew swiftly again in the early 1960s when the area became a London overspill estate. Within this part of Milton Keynes lies a place full of history and beauty, a place that reduced the length of World War II by a predicted 2 to 4 years and saved an estimated 14 million lives. This place is Bletchley Park. In 1938, the estate was bought by Admiral Sir Hugh Sinclair, the then head of the Secret Intelligence Service, to be used by his team and the Government Code and Cipher School in the event of war due to the advantages of the estate's location. As you approach the 581-acre estate, you are greeted by the main building, the mansion, which combines Tudor, Gothic, Victorian and Dutch Baroque styles. As you step into the main building, your breath is taken away by the high ceilings decorated in a coffer style with charmingly aged chandeliers. Lowering your gaze ever so slightly, you notice the ruby vector style curtains, and then your attention may finally divert itself to the single herringbone wooden floor. The Government Code and Cipher School first started code breaking at this once top secret location in September 1938 and continued until the end of World War II. But what was their objective? To devise methods to break military codes and ciphers that were used by rival countries during the war. But why were these codes so hard to break, and where did they come from? Meet the Enigma machine. Looking like the older relative to the typewriter, the machine was created in Germany and was adopted by German forces between 1926 and 1935. The machine contained a series of interchangeable rotors that rotated every time a key was pressed to keep the cipher changing continuously. This machine offered an incredibly high number of different possible outcomes, which made the Germans believe the codes were unbreakable. Also meet Lorenz, a more complicated cipher machine that was used by the German High Command to secure communications between Berlin and army commanders in the field. The intelligence level required to break into these was immense. First efforts to break these codes were successful, but were done by hand and therefore could not keep up with the demand of intercepts. However, with thanks to the Colossus computer created by those at Bletchley Park, they could understand enemy tactics, including messages from Hitler himself. Coming out the back of the mansion and across the site, you notice the utilitarian wartime timber huts. 20 of them, in fact. These huts were built when the staff at Bletchley Park started to grow rapidly from the then already 150 people that worked on the site. Different sections of the school were moved into the large prefabricated wooden huts, which still stand strong to this day. One notable hut, Hut 8, and its lead codebreaker was Alan Turing. Turing, alongside other mathematicians, devised a number of techniques that sped up the process of breaking cipher machines. He developed the British bomb device, later revised by Gordon Welshman, which had the capacity to break German Enigma messages on an industrial scale. He and his team played a crucial role in intercepting messages from enemy operations on land, sea, and in the air. This enabled Britain and its allies to defeat the Nazis in many important engagements. One of these vital moments was the assistance given to win the Battle of the Atlantic. Bletchley Park indicated the birth of the information age, with the industrialization of code-breaking practices enabled by machines such as the bomb and the world's first electronic computer, Colossus. It is said by experts that without the work done at Bletchley Park, the outcome of World War II would have been uncertain. And Turing? He was later prosecuted in 1952 for homosexual acts and accepted chemical castration treatment. His security clearance was revoked, and thus ending ongoing activity with the government code-breaking department. An inquest determined that he had committed suicide in 1954, age 41. However, others say it was from cyanide poisoning. Now, the estate has been preserved as a heritage site and holds internationally significant collections relating to the codebreakers and their activities, which ended in 1946. As a lot of the evidence of the codebreaking activities were destroyed after the war, the site's collections are personal items from veterans, original paperwork, cipher machines, and a museum for the National Radio Centre. All of this sits in a beautiful park with plenty of towering trees carrying emerald and burgundy leaves, and flowers blossoming in the warmer months. After you've spent the day walking around the former home of the codebreakers, I would recommend sitting on one of the benches that look over the enchanting lake with the magnificent mansion in the background and soak up its alluring history. For Monocle, I'm Kenya J. Scarlett.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Kenya Scarlett for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Ajit Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.